social competitive advantage. Most everything is a competition. Nobody likes to hear that. But think of all the things you want that are easily within your grasp. Things you don't have but can get relatively easily. When you choose, there is a choice. And among all the choices, you have to decide. Even if you want to buy something as simple as a couple of apples, you need to choose. If you want 5 apples and there's a stack of about 40, you need to choose the 5 best. If you sent a friend down to the store to buy some apples and he just grabbed a bunch of few random ones, you might get upset. This is what happens every time we go to a restaurant. We take our time choosing what we want best. When people decide to hire people for their company, they take plenty of time trying to choose the best person. When people are shopping around for relationship partners, we take plenty of time to try to get the best person we possibly can. Everybody wants to get the best, the highest quality, while spending the least amount. The least amount of energy and time and effort and risk. Most of the time, we silly humans think in terms of what we want compared to what the other person wants. But unless what we have is what they want, we're kind of in a begging position. So it stands to reason to maximize what you can give as much as you possibly can. That way, that will also maximize what you can get as much as you possibly can. And how can you do this from a general human value standpoint? Make people feel better because of you. Make people want you more than anybody else. Make yourself more valuable in their eyes than everybody else. How can you do this? With a few different kinds of skills. Communication skills. Confidence skills. Emotional moving skills. Leadership skills. How can you learn all these skills in one fell swoop? To learn more, visit mindpersuasion.com/live-training.